All right. Welcome, everybody. First talk on day 4 at the Bits and Bäume stage. How's everybody doing? Yeah, a bit tired, and then there's the sun. So please, as it's very warm today and sunny, take cover under our sun sails. Also, drink more water. That's always important. And yeah, be aware that there's recording in progress. So if you are sitting in front here, please mind the camera. We are now listening to a talk by Holger. He will explain us something about the Delta Chat Messenger, which is email-based and has some unique features. And he will also talk about the different functionalities and security aspects of that. Holger said that he likes to do the talk interactive. So if you have questions, you can ask them throughout. We have our stage manager Rico here with a microphone. Raise your hand and he will come to you so everybody understands you well. And yeah, if you want to post in the Fediverse about this talk, it's the hashtag Bits und Bäume with an AE, obviously. So with that, I have nothing more to say than a very warm welcome again to Holger. Enjoy the talk.
Thanks. Well, it's been a while since I stood in front of, I don't know, 50, 60 people. I think it was actually before the pandemic. So I used to give quite some talks before the pandemic, but that's like long ago, I don't know. Anyway, we are offline, and one of the features of the Delta Chat Messenger is that it can work very well offline. This will be a recurring topic. And first of all, I'd like to know who of you have like tried once, like not continuously used, but tried once Delta Chat like in the last... Yeah, okay. So that's like a quarter, I would say. So I will say a few words about the state of messaging. I mean, you probably know WhatsApp and Signal and Telegram and so on. And they are a centralized island, basically, where the devices connect to the single authority and kind of route messages and exchange their cryptographic identity through the central server. Then we have a very long-running, like 30, 50, 40 years network, which is federated and interoperable. And basically, if I just say it like this, then it could also be the kind of mobile number network. But the thing with the email-based federated system is that, at least conceptually, everybody can just instantiate an email server and just have their own users and so on. And that is not so easy in the mobile phone number network, which is pretty closed on many levels. So the email federated server system that we have on the planet is the largest federated system that exists basically as an open system. And Delta Chat is a messenger that uses that. So instead of contacting a single authority, you actually contact your email provider. Like, there's no other server involved. You contact, I don't know, Posteo, some people use Hotmail, or you use your own domain, or Gmail, and so on. And then the mail providers talk with each other to exchange messages, and your communication partner uses the email server of their choice. So when you enter your email credentials in Delta Chat, it is... your username and password, but it doesn't go anywhere except to your email provider to get your mails and to send mails. So it's not like it's transferred to some secret Delta Chat server or something. I said it's the largest federated open messaging system, email. Delta Chat is not only able to talk with other people who have installed Delta Chat, but actually any message that Delta Chat sends can also be sent to someone using a webmail or K9 mail or, you know, various other email apps, and they will just receive it as a message. So if you actually attach a picture, it will be an attachment, and if they reply, you will see it in your chat. So in that sense, you can basically address from your Delta Chat messenger anyone with an email address. And you can also use it to subscribe to some services. Like, so you just get chat messages, and it's like a nice, quick interface to deal with, like, notifications and other things. One thing that I've been involved with, let's say peer-to-peer, crypto, some other decentralization topics since about 10 years now, quite deeply. I mean, originally since 20 years, but like in the last 10 years, I really, it was actually past Snowden, like almost exactly 10 years ago, that I thought, okay, I really want to use my expertise to help do something different than what we have. And in 2017, Björn, who's actually sitting somewhere here, there, he started for his daughter like a WhatsApp alternative. He took Telegram and ported it to use an email library. And so you had the Telegram interface, but instead of contacting Telegram servers, you just contact email servers. And within like 2-3 months, it worked and people started using it. But then people got back and said, wow, what about end-to-end encryption? And that's why I came in, because I was involved in the AutoCrypt standard and some other security things in that years. And this idea that you have something that is as usable as WhatsApp or Telegram, and that you actually really try to offer something that fully interoperates with the email system, that's like a design drive that goes since its beginning. We are also conducting various independent security audits. But if you are actually interested in like the details of security aspects, and there are many, I suggest that you come later to our village and we have a more detailed discussion, because in a group like this, it's like easily lost in details. One thing that we did since we met in 2019 in Kiev, in Ukraine, is that we moved our C development, that was the core of all the apps on Android, iOS, desktop, and so on. We moved this C development to Rust. So before it came cool last year or something, I don't know. So all of the networking, I guess like DeltaChat is the only email messenger that has like networking and all of the network protocols, encryption, decryption, kind of all of the APIs that processes this, completely implemented in Rust with security audits. And that means it's, you know, quite fast and we can easily collaborate. Like Rust is often, like often you look at like some language feature or so, but there's like this whole, you want to have an image resize, you use a crate to do image resize, and it works on iOS, on Android, on desktop platforms, and so on, and it just works. We can just include it and use image resizing. And that is like, if you are familiar with C and C++, getting this to work on like 5 platforms is like serious work. So Rust is actually very good for collaboration between different development groups. The main thing we have been doing the last year, actually, is that we have been developing an idea where we use the messenger not only for the social messages that you have with your chat room, your family, your hackerspace, and so on, but you can also send a web application. We call this WebXTC, webxtc.org, and it basically means that you have a zip file that contains an indexed HTML, some JavaScript, some assets, and you just drop this as an attachment into a chat, and everybody gets a start button, and everybody can just start it. So the distribution is not like some app store or something like this. You can literally like use your command line tool, zip, to package this together, and then drop it into the chat with your partner or, you know, your friend's hackerspace, whatsoever. And then anybody can run this app. And these apps actually send their messages via the messenger. Return to this point. It means that when you write a web app, how many of you have touched like web application technology or website technology, actually? Quite a few. So you probably know index.html and all of these things, or React, you've heard of React and all of these frameworks. The way how you write web apps that run in DeltaChat and also two other messengers by now is by calling a send and a receive function, basically, standard in, standard out, for pushing messages between your app instances. Like, if I drop a zip file into a chat and people start this in the chat, and these apps call send update, the other app instances will receive it in their update listener. So that's the API. There's no component, the thing, there's no React-like thing you have to use or anything. And if you look at the example apps, you find all kinds of frameworks. It doesn't matter. It's only this send-receive API that goes via the messenger and is end-to-end encrypted to all of the endpoints. We have just released, like before camp, on the blog, you can also find this, something called XStore, a bit of a random name, has nothing to do with this other X that is floating around. Or maybe it has something to do with it, because it is actually true that you can, like, a lot of games have been actually ported to this zip file model, but also something like a collaborative editor. So that is like the second last row, second thing is the editor. And it means that you can drop this and edit with anybody in the chat, and all of the messages between the that update the editor will be end-to-end encrypted, and you can use it offline. And there's no server that needs to mediate anything. So if you really start using it, it's like surprisingly, like, what is important to note is what is not there. There's no login, there's no OAuth, there's no username, there's no password, there's no GDPR, there's no cookie consent, and so on. Because the web app runs in a totally isolated environment and cannot communicate to the internet, just like here. And and that means that the only way for the app to get out from its like very restricted sandbox is to call send message and receive message. And it has no direct HTTP to anything, also it cannot just cannot do this. So that's why we also sometimes say peer-to-peer apps, because you really send a message and it arrives at your other instances of the same app, and they can process the update they got from themselves, like from the other instance. So you have, in an editor that runs as a WebXCC, you have a you have a basically cryptpad, but without the server. So everything is encrypted, also no login and so on. But you can, like, any XTC app, like even Tetris, or like the high scoreboard of Tetris, end-to-end encrypted. A little drawing board, end-to-end encrypted. A little editor. The checklist app, like a couple of kilobytes, or the Poll app is like 6 kilobytes large, right? Everything completely end-to-end encrypted, offline first. You can use it even here, and then later on when you go somewhere, it updates and so on. And you don't need to work very hard as a web developer. We had a carpenter who had not done any HTML, JavaScript, or GitHub, you know? And this person was, through like education, a few questions, able to write a functional app that is part of the App Store. I mean, the store that we have, this X Store, that you can mail, and it gives you a selection of apps, you know? That's the level of simplicity. And his app is like end-to-end encrypted. It works offline first. So basically any web app that you put in there gains these properties. And that's pretty interesting, I would say. To give you a little bit of an overview of the, like, what are the numbers, because we perceive reality, I heard, through numbers. And it's how many users, how many this and that, and so on. We have currently 3 messengers that support it, that support WebXCC. That is DeltaChat, of course, who's kind of like spearheading the effort and also tries to get some funding to, like, you know, to evolve some of the features so that you can do something like this application store and things like this. And then there's Geogram, an XMPP-based messenger, where you can use the same apps, the same zip file. You just drop it into Geogram, and it runs there. Like, it's independent from how the send update, receive update is implemented. And in XMPP, it's like an XMPP message. In DeltaChat, it's like a PGP encrypted message that goes via the providers. In a prospective future system where you have some peer-to-peer connection, it will be this peer-to-peer connection. So the apps themselves, they run basically unmodified. That's the idea. We had 4 security audits. You can read about this in the kind of earlier this year, the blog posts around end-to-end encryption, the Rust PGP implementation, the TLS setup, network parsing, IMAP, SMTP, and then also WebXTC security, getting an isolated web view. Read all the great story about how Chrome sucks in the blog post, I think from March or so, where we detail like how bad it is. We push actually, I said that we want to have it like WhatsApp and Telegram. We have DeltaChat in like 10 different app stores, like of course Android, Google Play and F-Droid and Apple Store, and often also on Test Flight, but also some special app stores in Iran and some other places. And we have, I would say, currently like 10 to 15 active contributors. We also have a little community around setting up your own server so you can easily give out email accounts to your friends. Via a QR code scan, you scan it, you have an account. Like, and then you can just use it for chatting. That is actually something that we call the dedicated chat email account, so that you really just have an email account that you just use for chat. You can use your existing address and kind of share with your other email app, or you can use a dedicated. And the dedicated is like a kind of a clear model. It's very easy to just try and onboard, and you don't mess with your kind of existing email address. But also, like half the people who answered in the Fediverse poll said they use their existing email address, which is like the original model, but the server guide is also important there. I think with that, I would like to close. Maybe one or two questions. I think that Neil actually wanted to say something earlier. Otherwise, we are at the Delta Chat Village over there in Comuna. Might also, if there's interest, we can also do some sessions, but you can always just come there and see who's there. We are like 6-7 people at least who are mostly sitting in the last bench, except the orange t-shirt maybe. Or are you also programming in Delta Chat? Or? No, okay, so. And yeah, so with that, I'd like to close and maybe let Neil ask.
You gave as an example the collaborative editor, mm-hmm. and then you also said that you can use a standard in, standard out model. And I'm wondering how you get the file out.
The file out of the editor?
Yeah.
Yes. We implemented something funded by an LNET earlier this year, where you can have there's another API, it's not just send and receive, so the other IO that you have is send an attachment to a chat. So any web app can just generate an image or generate a markdown file or generate an ICS calendar file, there's also a calendar, and then you can actually send this item to whatever chat you choose. So from the web app you say, you basically call this function and then it switches back to the messenger and you send it the attachment to whatever chat you want. And there's also import files, so you can actually import resources from the local file system into your web app and then do something and send it on to a chat, like taking an image and modifying it or whatever. Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot.
It appears we are out of questions. And yes. So first of all, a big round of applause for Holger.